I'm Sydney with Environmental Working Group. This week, EWG released a brand new report on the PFAS contamination crisis. PFAS, or forever chemicals as they're more commonly known, build up in our bodies and don't break down in the environment. Virtually the blood of every American is contaminated with PFAS, which has been linked to an increased risk of cancer as well as other diseases. Here are three things you need to know about our report on these notorious and persistent compounds. First, new laboratory tests commissioned by EWG found PFAS in the drinking water of dozens of US cities, including major metropolitan areas. These results show that previous estimates of the number of Americans exposed to PFAS were way off and dramatically underestimated. Second, of tap water samples from 44 places in 31 states and the District of Columbia, only one sample had no detectable PFAS. Last, the water sample collected at Belleville Elementary School in New Brunswick County, North Carolina, had the highest level of PFAS of all of the samples tested. At Belleville Elementary, the level of PFAS was 186 parts per trillion. To put that in perspective, scientific studies recommend a level of just one part per trillion of PFAS in drinking water. And that's three things you need to know. Check out the full report at ewg.org.